This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Have you ever felt overwhelmed by all the different ways to earn, track, and redeem points and miles? Maybe you're racking up rewards, but not sure how to actually use them for dream trips. Well, you're not alone. I often hear, what's the best tool for planning flights? How do I know which card to use? Or how do I keep track of everything? Well, today, I'm pulling back the curtain on exactly what I personally use in my travel and point strategy. From earning the most points on everyday purchases to seamlessly booking award flights and staying organized, these are the tools that make my life easier, and they can do the same for you.
Imagine pursuing your dreams of exploring the world's most exquisite destinations without the extravagant price tag. This is the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, hosted by DeAndre Koch, founder of Boldly Go and an expert in financial planning as recognized by Forbes. This podcast is your bridge to a world where travel savvy meets luxury. With DeAndre's unique financial planning perspective, you'll glean insights on making the most of credit card loyalty points and miles for travel that doesn't just move you, but takes you places that you may have never thought possible. Expect the most up-to-date credit card strategies for points and miles, stories from successful professionals on how they integrate travel into their busy lives, and other captivating stories from around the globe. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just starting out, join us in exploring the best of global travel and learn how to experience nearly free luxury travel around the world yourself. Your journey transforms here, igniting our revolution in the world of travel.
Welcome to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast. I am your host, DeAndre Koch. Today, we are going to talk about the tools that I personally use in the world of points and miles and travel planning in general. So that's right, no guests today. It's just me. But I really wanted to take the opportunity to do this because we've gotten feedback from a lot of listeners, people on social media and our Instagram and our DMs and emails. Hey, I'm acquiring these points, but I don't know how to best use them. Or how do I know all the time which is the right card to use when it comes to different spending categories? And obviously, a lot of this world when it comes to travel and points and miles can be very overwhelming. So what I wanted to do was to take a moment or use an episode, I should say, to really share what are the things that I'm using myself. And these aren't just what flight searching tools do I use, but really some different services that help us keep trips organized, services to keep our cards organized, and the process of which point search tool makes the most sense for different occasions. And this is really getting into my philosophy of how I use these tools and how I've been able to kind of mentally wrap my head around all the things that I need to do when it comes to planning out travel, whether it's just for myself or for my fiance Taryn and I and such. So the structure of today is we're going to kind of go through a process as we unpack these different tools. So we'll start with tools that help in the earning points world, then transitioning to planning and booking trips, and then ending with travel organization. And I'm not going to spend a ton of time digging into the nitty-gritty of all of these individual tools because A, there's a good amount, and B, as much as I'm sure you guys love listening to this show, you probably don't want me to go on a solo rant for an hour and a half. And so I'm going to try to keep this fairly concise. And a lot of these tools that we use and that I personally use, we've actually had the founder on this show in previous episodes. So we'll be sure to mention each episode as well and link to those in the show notes so that you can catch the more of a deep dive on some of these tools as well. What's more is we're going to do a full blog post on these various tools. And so we'll have a link in the show notes to that blog post, which will link all of these different tools as well for you guys to use. And while a couple of these tools, because of our affiliate process, we actually don't pay for, the vast majority of them that we're going to cover, we 100% do. And so I pay for them because I truly believe in them. And again, all of these things that I'm mentioning today are things that we actively use to one degree or another. So let's start first off with earning points, right? And so the goal is that every dollar spent, you want to earn as many points as possible with minimal effort. And obviously, the foundation of this type of travel that we do, award travel, points, and miles travel, is that you have to have points. And early on, I learned that being strategic about my spending and also, of course, the finances can yield to a ton of rewards. And so one thing I always want to be clear about is that this is not about spending more. It's about spending smarter. And using the right tools can really help to make sure every dollar that I spend goes towards my next vacation, basically, as best as possible, whether that's in my personal spending world or my business spending world as well. For those who are new to the show, I do have three businesses. A, own a financial planning firm as a financial advisor. B, I have investment property, so I have an investment property LLC. And C is the Boldly Go brand, right? This travel brand that helps produce this podcast. So I want to make sure every dollar I spend, whether it's my personal life or tied to any business that I might have, is a dollar that's yielding me some sort of future value for travel. Now, the first thing most people would typically think about would be shopping portals, right? Because shopping portals play a huge role. But back in episode 49, we did a full-blown episode where we break down how shopping portals work, pros and cons, things to be aware of, how you can use the American Airlines Advantage shopping portal or Rakuten to dramatically expedite your points earnings. So I'm going to leave that there as, hey, shopping portals, absolutely great tool for points earning. Not going to deep dive on that. Go back and check out episode 49 if you want to hear more about those. But really, ideally, almost every dollar you're spending online that's not at like an Amazon, you should be trying to take advantage of using a shopping portal to dramatically amplify the points that you can earn. But what about when you actually go into a store? Well, this is where an app has been a bit of a game changer for me over the last couple of years. And we haven't really talked about it a lot on the show, but it's an app that's called Card Pointers. And it allows you to use the right card for every purchase. So there's a lot of features that I personally actually don't use, but there's one that I think makes this platform, this app, this service worthwhile. And what it is, very simply, is that on their paid for version, which their paid for version for the year is like $72, there is a free version, we'll talk about that, but on their paid for version, it will automatically add every single Amex, Chase, Bank of America, Citi, Wells Fargo, and US Bank offer onto your cards for you without sharing your logins or purchase history or anything like that. Very simply, by just having an account in the browser extension, when you log into your Chase account or you log into your Amex account, especially if you have multiple Chase and multiple Amex cards, you know when you go and it tells you, hey, you know, spend $50 here, get $10 off or $20 off or whatever it may be, or you'll get 10% off your next purchase at Marriott or whatever it may be, right? So there's a lot of things out there, but you have to manually go in and click to add every single one of those offers. And there's many times where I'll log in and it will say I've got 252 Amex offers ready to be loaded onto my cards. That's a lot of work and that's a lot of time to go in and just hit accept, accept, accept on all of these cards. Card Pointers does that for you. So when I log in to Amex and just my regular Amex login, I see a pop-up that shows all of the literal hundreds of offers being added to my card. Same thing with Chase. Now, a lot of these offers are offers I'm never going to use. And I honestly, personally, I don't take the time to scroll through and actually see what the offers are. But there have been many, many times where I swipe my card somewhere for something and I get a credit back. And I have to actually remember what that's for. In fact, I'll give you a great example. For the business platinum card last year, I used the $200 Dell credit at Dell for a purchase that was almost dead on $200. Well, 2 days goes by after I used this and I got a $20 credit back to my account. And so I called Amex up and I said, hey, Amex, I think there's an issue here. You guys credited me back exactly like 10% instead of the 100%. So you credited me back $20 instead of $200. I think you guys made an error in their system. So Amex looked into it and they said, well, actually, your credit for the $200 hasn't come in yet. This was one of the Dell offers that you added to your card manually. And I was like, wow, I just bought something from Dell for $200. I got $20. And then I still got the $200. So I got paid $20 basically to buy something on Dell. This app has paid for itself multiple times over because it's only $72. I think on their website, they say people average like $750 a year in savings. I can't speak and say I've earned that much, but I've definitely cleared at least $100 or $200 every single year just by having this card auto off add to it. Now, here's the other thing. Going back to what I said about when you're actually in store, you can go into this app and you can actually pull up on iPhone augmented reality if you're in like a shopping mall area and actually hold your phone up and it will show you different stores in the augmented reality and tell you which card to use that you have for those stores that will get you the most points and miles. Or you can just put in a search and say, hey, I want to go buy from Target.com or I want to buy from 1-800-Flowers or I'm walking into, I don't know, Barnes & Noble. And it will tell you which card that you have would be the most valuable card to use for their multiplier in that location. I think that is hugely valuable. So Card Pointers is an absolute win. I pay for this one myself annually every single year. And I pretty much only use the feature for the auto add. I never open it up when I go in stores. However, sometimes when I'm shopping online and I don't see a deal for Rakuten, I don't see a deal for Advantage Shopping Portal, what I'll do is I will go into Card Pointers and see, is there some offer out there that I might want to check and see if I have a specific card? Because maybe I was planning on using an Amex Platinum card for a purchase, but come to find out at this website or this store, Chase Sapphire Reserve has 20% bonus right now, right? So that's what's been really helpful to help amplify the amount of points I've been able to earn. Hey everyone, as I'm sure you know, we record these episodes weeks in advance. And so this next piece on the Zill Money with points on payroll is going to be slightly out of date, especially because I know right now as this is released, they're still under maintenance and not able to be used. And the crediting of how points will work has changed with them. But this was all recorded before all of these recent updates. So once their systems are back up and running properly and we have the ability to really unpack how everything works now, we will be doing a full update of the Payroll on Points episode. But please keep that in mind and enjoy the rest of the show. The next tool that I want to mention, I'm not going to spend too much time on, but this has been insanely popular, and that is the Zill Money platform, which is how I've been putting big business expenses and payroll on credit cards. Now, we have a full blog post on that, and that's all in episode 53, where I did my first solo cast, just talking all about how to use payroll to earn points. So if you haven't taken a listen to that episode, I highly encourage you to, especially if you have a business with employees, actual W-2 employees. I earn minimally, I've earned roughly 50 to 60,000 points per month. That's minimal through this process. And very simply, it's the fact that this platform allows you to charge your card to generate the dollars for payroll without changing your payroll provider. So you don't have to change from your ADP, your Paychex, or whoever you use, but you can run your card, basically have funds deposited in your account that then will come back out for payroll. But you still have to pay those funds back off. And so you might as well just, when the card gets charged, just pay the card back off with the same money that they deposited into your account. That is a cost of $50 a month for their basic business plan. I do pay a $10 wire charge each time I do a payroll and a 3% transaction fee. So if I have a $10,000 payroll, I pay 3%. So that's $300 transactional fee. However, I get 3x if I'm using my Chase Business Preferred card or 4x if I use Amex Business Gold card, because for whatever reason, as of this recording, it codes as office and shipping, which for both of those cards are 3x and 4x multipliers, which are really nice. And then the transactional fees are write-offs. So it's a huge win. I go into the logic and why this can absolutely be a no-brainer, especially for business owners with payroll in episode 53. but it also is very helpful to hit sign up bonus and accumulate massive points. So Amex has sent me now, I think their third or fourth Amex Business Platinum card. Even though I do have a high spend in general, it's much easier when to hit $20,000 in 3 months. All I have to do is run payroll once, and that covers almost the entire spend requirement to hit the 250,000 Amex points that they're offering as the welcome offer for that card. The next tool in the points earning and planning phase, we did another episode on this back in episode 51 with their founder, Zach Hood, but that is the Travel Freely app. And very simply put, it's a completely 100% free app that helps you keep track of your annual fees, your bonuses, your 524 status, and it helps you stay very organized on the cards that you have. I find this very helpful because I do have a good amount of cards, pay a good amount of fees for the value that we get out of them, which is completely fine for me, especially for the value that we pull. But it is helpful to know when fees are coming up with certain cards. And this app, the Travel Freely app, without you having to put your login or anything like that, you basically tell it what day did you get approved for a card and what card it was. And it knows what sign-up bonus for that card was at that particular time. And it helps you to keep track of exactly when you have to hit that spend requirement by to hit the sign-up bonus. But a year later, it will let you know when your annual fee is coming up and help give you tips on whether you decide to keep the card or downgrade it or whatever it may be. That can be very helpful just for you to stay organized. I know a lot of people are more old school about it. They keep a spreadsheet for doing all this. For me, the app makes it super simple, very quick, very easy. I get an email. I get a push notification when a card's coming up for its annual fee. And I usually about 30 days before, and I can game plan around, okay, what am I going to do with this card? Am I going to downgrade it? Am I going to keep it? What's next for me with this card? And it's super helpful for something like that. And the last tool I'm going to reference on the earning point side of things is the Boldly Go Transfer Bonus Calculator. So that is directly on our website, and it is exactly what it sounds like. When you hear of a transfer bonus, when we talk about on our Friday episode, the quick hits, we talk about transfer bonuses from Chase to Marriott or from Amex to Qatar Airways or anything like that. Or one of the recent ones, which was Amex to Hilton, which is usually a 1-to-2 transfer ratio, but it's a 25% bonus. So now it's actually 1-to-2.5. And you don't want to have to figure out how to math all of that. How many Amex points do you need to transfer to get a certain amount of Hilton points? Well, our calculator online under our tools will allow you to do exactly that. You can put in the exact transfer ratio that it usually is, what the transfer bonus is, and how many points you're trying to get to, and it will tell you exactly how many points to transfer over. And I use that tool myself all the time because it just makes it easier. And that's really why I had it built, was because I was tired of trying to figure out the math every single time I wanted to use a transfer bonus to help me with that. Hey everyone, I hope you're enjoying this week's episode. DeAndre here, and I just wanted to interrupt briefly to remind you of two things. First, be sure to sign up for our newsletter where we give you direct access to travel updates, news you'll want to jump on in the points and miles world, and our continuously updated card offers to maximize your travel rewards, often before they're ever mentioned in the show. Also, if you didn't already know, we have a private Facebook group where we share news as it breaks, ideas, and other things that don't make it into the newsletter or show many times. And that's the best place to get your points and miles question answered directly by me and other travel enthusiasts. Both of these links will be in the show notes. Now, back to the show. So let's transition now to the planning trips and booking of flights kind of tools. What are the tools that I'm using in that space? Because ideally, at the end of the day, you want to use your points and miles and get the maximum value out of them. So the first one I'm going to mention is PointsPath. And this one we talked a lot about soon after it came out. And this was episode 38 with the founder, Julian Keel. And so the gist of this is it's very simply a browser extension that overlays points pricing on Google Flights. Google Flights is the number one flight searching tool in the world. the majority of people that I know listen to this show and myself for years have used it. And all it simply does is no matter what flight you're looking for, especially in the US, it will just quickly in the background run and see, well, what's the price points required for this same flight? And it will tell you, should you use cash or should you use points and miles specifically for that airline? What I found really attractive with this is it's put some flights on my radar to use points for that I really hadn't considered before. For instance, when I was looking for a flight from, I think it was from here in Virginia to JFK as a positioning flight, for whatever reason, it was a higher cost than normal. It was like $300-$400 versus more like $150. However, on American Airlines, this tool popped up and said, hey, you know, your points required on American Airlines was 9,500 points, or for Alaska Airlines, 6,500 points. And usually for a flight that I knew I'm paying cash for, I'm not taking the time out to go back through an airline search and see, well, what's the price cost for this flight if I knew I was going to be paying cash anyway? And typically for most domestic flights, I'm paying cash for most of those and Caribbean travel as well. But to know, hey, this flight that's got an elevated cash cost is actually very good transfer ratio or point ratio for American, it helps you make it a little bit of a different decision. Okay, you know what? Maybe I will use 10,000 of my American miles to get this as opposed to $500 in cash. So just different things like that can be very helpful and gives you some perspective that you might not have had. And that's where I find a lot of value because it's such an easy tool that's already integrated with the searching that you're probably doing for flights as well. And the fact that it's free means there's really no reason to not have it. The free version works with the big three American flyers, so Delta, United Airlines, American Airlines, but you can pay for their higher end version. I believe it's about $8 a month. That gives you access to like Air Canada, Emirates, points alerts, a few other things in there that you can tool around with that can make that a little bit more valuable for you. But I think the free version, everyone in the points and miles space absolutely should have. So one of the tools I want to mention that I think is going to be fairly unique for many listeners is I use a website called flightconnections.com. They do have a subscription service that I believe is $5 to $6 a month, or you can pay annually. I know a couple years ago, they were offering a lifetime access for, I believe it was like $100 or maybe $120. So that's what I've had, and I've never paid ever any more since then. But what I love about this tool is that it shows all possible flight routes between two destinations. There is a free version of this as well on the same website, flightconnections.com. There's a free version, but the free version doesn't do something that I found to be very valuable, and that's specifically doing alliance searches. So if I know, for instance, that Taryn and I, we're racking up a lot of American miles, and specifically because she has the Basque Bank, which gives about 2 to 2.5 miles per dollar in that account. And basically, instead of a high yield savings, it's a savings that generates American Airlines miles. We're generating between 8,000 to 10,000 American miles a month just by doing nothing. So the last time we went to the Maldives, as opposed to burning through Chase and Amex points, I wanted to see how can we make this trip happen flying specifically through Oneworld, because we knew then we could use some American Airlines miles for this as opposed to our Chase and Amex miles. Well, with Flight Connections, I could very easily put in the Maldives. I could see all of the connections that fly direct into the Maldives, into Malé Airport, but then I could filter those out to say of all of these connections or direct flights, which of these fly through the Oneworld Alliance? And that narrowed it down to much less, one of them being Qatar. And so we were able to figure out our routing from the United States, which we flew with JFK, to Qatar, to the Maldives, and was very easily able to figure out how we could use Oneworld or American Airlines miles specifically for this route. Another example is for our honeymoon that we're working on planning currently, going to Fiji and New Zealand. Well, Fiji is not really easy to get to, especially on points. So what did we do? Well, I wanted to see what are all the airports that fly direct into Fiji. And there are not a ton. And a few of them are in Australia or New Zealand, actually. But one is actually Hong Kong. And so when I started reverse engineering the travel, I found that from a point standpoint, going from the US to Fiji is a ton of points to fly, especially business class, because that's how we'd want to do it. However, we could fly with a much smaller amount of points, still getting in business class if we go from the US to Hong Kong and then the Hong Kong to Fiji. And what was really interesting about this flight was that Hong Kong to Fiji business class 10 hours, only 40,000 American Airlines miles per person for business class. And we snagged an incredible deal, which is awesome. And the only reason I found that is because using Flight Connections, it was able to show me the direct flights, direct options into Fiji. And knowing airports and travel, I was able to say, well, you know what? Hong Kong would be a place that's probably a little bit easier to get to. How can we make that work? So Flight Connections, I highly would recommend. I use that for pretty much planning all of our long-haul international flights when it comes to Maldives, Singapore, Bali, in this case, Fiji, New Zealand. I do not make a move until I figure out some routing using that tool specifically. Now, obviously, there comes a time where we actually have to have a tool for searching for award availability. Now, you could do the old school method by going through each airline that you're aware of, searching through their points calendar and all of that. But realistically, nowadays, the point searching tools have gotten very good and are very useful. Personally, the one that I use and subscribe to is Points Yeah. I find that that is the best all-around tool for a lot of the things that it does. It does aggregate results from multiple frequent flyer programs. I think it can find some hidden sweet spots on partner airlines. They just introduced live seat searching as well, or seat finder, so you can actually see what seats are available for the business class searches that it pulls. They have a great tool called Daydream Explorer. So Daydream Explorer is fantastic because that allows you to pull the cached results. So all the people kind of doing very specific searches, it saves it. And so if you know that you want to fly somewhere, let's just say the month of August, you're like, I don't know where I want to go, but I have some points. Where do I actually want to go? What are some options that are really great points deals right now? You can put US to anywhere in the world. Literally, you can put US to anywhere. And it's going to find where are some of amazing point deals that have been recently found from different US airports to different places in the world. Or you can specify Europe, you can specify Africa, whatever it may be. But I find that Daydream Explorer tool to be very helpful to really figure out where are there some sweet spots with points depending on the time of year you're looking to go. Also, the paid for version, which again, we do pay for, is either $12 a month or I think about $100 for the year. You're able to search with the specific search, so not this Daydream Explorer, but an actual live search. You can search two airports going to two different destinations with an 8-day range. So for example, if I'm looking to go to Europe and I want to find the lowest point deal possible, I know I'm going to have to position to an airport. That airport's probably going to be JFK, maybe Chicago, maybe Atlanta. I could put in a search that says JFK and Atlanta, give me an 8-day range one way, and then I want to fly into maybe Paris and Heathrow. What are all the different possible combinations of points available? And that makes it very easy to find very good deals versus on the free version, you only get a 4-day date range and you can only do one location at a time. So only a JFK to Paris, 4-day range. And you can see how paying for it can amplify and make the searching process easier. So for those of you that have reached out and said, hey, I have all these points, I struggle in figuring out how to use them. Some of that is by having the right point searching tool, it can make it easier for you to figure out where you should go or what opportunities you have that you could use. Also included with Points Yet is their hotel searching tool as well. So if you are trying to go to a Paris, for example, you can put in the dates that you're going to be there, and it's going to pull you up all of the points requirements for the different hotels for those days. So you can see what places are 50,000 Hyatt points a night or 110,000 Hilton points a night, and it's going to show you where you can transfer from, whether it's from Bilt or Chase or American Airlines or whatever it may be. So I find that to be the best overall tool specifically, and this is the one that I spend most of my time in when it comes to travel searches for myself, for friends, for individuals that I'm helping online, people through our booking service. This is what I primarily use myself. But a couple honorary mentions I do want to mention. So Seats.Aero, which is extremely popular as well, that is a very comprehensive tool that's definitely something I would recommend for someone that's more of an expert in the point searching world to utilize because of their UI and how they work. But they're very, very good at finding some really good deals. A lot of it, their deals are cached. They're pinging through a site availability or award availability on a constant basis. And so it's a really great tool. I personally don't subscribe to them, but I do use them often when I want to do searches within 90 days because you can do 90-day searches or less for free. And if I want to kind of get a good idea of what to expect from a point standpoint to go from a region like the US to a region like Europe, as an example, I can kind of see what's happening right now and what the point costs are right now. And that gives me an idea of what I can expect if I'm looking to do a longer out search, which I usually will then do on points. Yeah. And the other honorable mention is Point.me. Point.me is pretty much maybe the original point search tool. I think it's the best for beginners for a couple of reasons. It does have much slower searches. So you put in a search, you have to have the exact day and the exact airport. So no range. You can't put in a 4-day range or anything like that. You can't put a region in like Europe to Africa or US to Europe. You have to put in a very specific date, airport, and destination. And it's going to take about 2 minutes to do the search versus, as an example, points, yeah, is around 20 seconds. However, what I found is that the guides for new beginners are fantastic. So when you do find a great points deal with them, their guide of how you transfer points in the process to go from a Chase to British Airways to book is very good and is very helpful for beginners. Also, they do have a very comprehensive search, which is nice. And if you're an Amex user, so if you have an Amex Gold or Platinum as an example, you actually can use their service for free, but you can only search for basically using your through your Amex points. So you can't see what's available through a Chase or other card companies. You can only search for how to use your Amex points and with the transfer partners of Amex. But that is free for you to be able to use. And that's why I wanted to make it an honorable mention because great guide for beginner and free access as well. You've probably heard us on the show talk about Thrifty Traveler in the past. So one of the other services that we do use is Thrifty Traveler Premium, and that's for getting daily award flight deals, basically. So sometimes, you know, we just know that we want to take a trip somewhere, not sure where, and we'll just get an email from Thrifty Traveler that says, hey, this trip from New York to Portugal is typically 80,000 points per person. Right now, business class is 50,000 points per person for these dates. And that will help sway us. Okay, well, maybe these dates lined up with what we were looking for. Let's go ahead and book this ourselves. So when you have the free version, you get maybe one email a day. With the paid for version, I get somewhere between 4 to 7 deals a day. Some of these deals are basically mistake fares. So it's a $1,200 flight that's, you know, for whatever reason, is $300 right now and will likely go away within minutes. And for some of those, I get a text message before the email actually comes out saying, hey, if this interests you, you might want to book this now because this is likely going to go away. So Thrifty Traveler has been great. They do have, again, paid for and free versions. Their elevated paid for version includes hotel deals. I only get the airline deals, so I can't comment on how good the hotel deals are, but I feel like it's probably great quality as well because the airline searches are fantastic. And the last tool in the planning, trip, and booking phase is going to be another one of our calculators, and that is the Boldly Go Point Redemption Calculator. And very simply put, that helps you do the math. How much value am I getting from my points? Am I getting 2 cents? Am I getting 5 cents? I pretty much use this almost any time that I'm transferring points from Chase to wherever, Amex to wherever, before booking a flight. Before booking the flight and before the transfer, I'd usually check to see what the point value I'm going to be receiving is. Is it worthwhile enough for me? Does it sound like a good deal? But when you do the math combining the actual cash cost and the points required and the taxes and fees, I'm only coming out to getting 1.7 cents with my points. Maybe I don't want to do them. Or maybe I understand that, hey, I'm not getting a ton of value, but this is still a perfect booking or perfect timeline. Or maybe the taxes and fees are much higher because it's Emirates as an example. But because this is a $20,000 plane ticket, you're still getting a 9-cent redemption, even though you might be paying $1,000 in taxes and fees. So these are all ways that I've used the calculator myself. If you go on the website, you'll see we have a chart with recommendations. If you put in and it says that you're getting a 4-cent redemption, it's going to give you kind of at a high level an overview. Is that good? Is that bad? How quickly should you book that or should you not? So that's all on the site as well. And the last tool I wanted to mention, and this is now transitioning to the travel organization side of things. So, you know, we've gone through the process of earning points. You've planned and saw, you know, which tools can be helpful for booking an actual trip. Now you have to take the trip. How do you stay organized on that? And there's one app that Taryn and I love. In fact, Taryn's the one who put me onto this app years ago, which is TripIt. And I truly feel like this is probably one of the best travel itinerary organizers out there. There is a free version and a paid for version. Quite honestly, you can pretty much do everything you would want to do or need to do with the free version. We do pay for the paid version, which is $50 per year. And it provides a few different additional benefits, which I'll get to in a minute. But what TripIt does is, and anytime you get a flight confirmation email, hotel booking email, whatever it may be, it builds an itinerary for you in this app. You can share this itinerary with anyone else that has the app as well. And you can completely see day by day exactly what your travel itinerary is, what flight to take, when does it land, when do you check in with your hotel, when to check out, transportation, everything like that. But what's really important and helpful with this app is the fact that it tells you in the time zone that's applicable to wherever you're actually landing or going to be. So if you land somewhere on one day and because of the date change or time change difference or whatever it may be confusing to know what date do you actually need to book your hotel for that works with the date that you actually land there. I've heard many stories of people that because of the time or the date change, the hotel they booked, they couldn't actually check into until the very next day. So they had to actually scramble and figure out a place to stay the day they actually arrived to their destination. This helps avoid that because you can see any disconnects that you might have in your itinerary. Or if you book an excursion, you're not going to be late or miss it because you forgot what day it's on. So those are the most helpful reasons why we use TripIt. And I think that helps perfectly with points and miles planning because since we position almost exclusively for all the travel we take, basically when I'm building out an itinerary, for instance, when we're going to like Fiji or New Zealand, I'm finding whatever amazing flight deal gets us there and what amazing flight deal gets us back, but I still got to figure out all the rest in between and the positioning flights and everything else. So as I'm building out a full itinerary, I'm able to add in each flight and each leg and every hotel stay and everything else to see exactly what we're going to be doing and then see what's missing. So as we get closer to the trip, I don't have to scramble and say, oh my gosh, I forgot we don't have a place to stay this week, or we still need a flight to get from this island to this island. We can see everything very cleanly, which is really nice. With the paid for version, it actually monitors your flights for fare refunds, helps find alternate flights. We get notifications if their flight is delayed or canceled, and immediately we'll get notifications for what is the next best flight we could take. You can get a push alert to tell you actually, hey, there's traffic. You need to leave now for the airport, which could, you know, help you not miss a flight or be late. As soon as you land, you get a notification of where your baggage claim is. So you don't have to kind of look for that. So there's a lot of additional perks. Personally, I find the $50 to be worth it just to make travel easier and lighter. And it works offline as well. So when you're on a plane, you can see what your itinerary is. It makes it super easy for you to just keep the travel experience more comfortable. You don't have to have a spreadsheet or a 12-page Word document with everything that's going on. And if you need to make adjustments, it's very easy to do so. And the last thing I'll mention is most of the things that it populates is automatically. So anything that comes through your email that's like a confirmation, it automatically pulls in. But if there's something that doesn't, like maybe a restaurant reservation, you can actually forward that email to TripIt from your email and it will automatically import it into your itinerary as well. So that's what we use to stay organized on our trips. So guys, I know this was a lot to cover. There's a lot of tools that I use personally in the travel and points and miles world. Everything from how to earn more points, be more efficient with our point earning, to how to use our points more efficiently, and then how to stay organized as well. I would highly encourage you guys to take a look at these various tools if you're not using them yourself. Again, take a look at our blog post. You can see all the different tools and a little bit more details on them as well. And I'm very confident that just by implementing maybe one or two of these that you're not currently can help make the travel and points and miles world and experience a little bit easier for you. As always, if you have questions, if you have questions on these tools, if you have questions on our process for finding flights, feel free to reach out to me directly, share them in our private Facebook group. And as always, if you enjoyed this episode, if you found it helpful and relevant for yourself and your travels, for you, your family, your goals, please don't forget to continue to subscribe, share, tell your friends, leave us a review, leave us a rating. We love that as well. And as always, we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, brought to you by Boldly Go. Hit that follow button so you don't miss out on new episodes. For deeper insights and to level up your travel game with our strategies, make sure to follow us on our social media platforms and sign up for our newsletter to stay in the loop. Head over to www.boldlygo.world to learn more. As DeAndre is not operating through this podcast as a fiduciary and/or financial advisor, this should not be considered personal financial advice. The information covered and posted has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The strategies and results referenced on this site, while proven, are not guaranteed. While most who apply the principles referenced will achieve similar results, you may not yourself. Your results will vary and depend on many factors that may be in or out of your control, but include factors such as your credit score, financial status, business experience, etc. It is your responsibility to consume and implement these recommendations at your own risk. We cannot be held responsible for any failure to do so.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.